And I want to point out, little disco there. Disco Thursday. We're all going disco roller skating as soon as John picks out a date in July.
What movie did this make you think of, this song? Turn it up, Jorge. Opening song of what great movie?
I do not know.
Boogie Nights.
Oh, Boogie Nights. Yeah, it isn't Boogie Nights. It's awesome. By the way, Morales, who can be a real bit killer, pointed out the lie of the day to everybody. It was that the story about the Subway tuna sandwich. So thank you for that, Morales. Now you got to find the second lie.
I think I've got
twice.
That's not a lie.
I had to re-lie. No, that I called Richard Hadley from the firm of Hadley, Bader, and Weinstein. That was the lie.
Really? I had it wrong.
It was actually true about the tuna fish not being real, though.
Correct, but totally made up about me calling the attorney representing the class action lawsuit.
Oh, man, I thought, well, actually, Jorge, you and I thought the same thing. You know what we thought it was?
What?
The fork in the microwave.
Yeah, the microwave.
That would have been clever, but it's not.
That actually happened.
No sparks, no fire. Really?
No sparks, no fire, no nothing with my fork in the microwave. Go figure. No, so I added another lie. There's another lie in there by the end of the show.
Okay.
All right. So this is a really weird exchange, I think, between Scottie Pippen and Kevin Durant. Now, Scottie Pippen appeared on the Dan Le Batard show, which he's doing that podcast now, and it's doing great. And this is his quote, a quote from him. KD is great as his offense was. He didn't know how to play team basketball. He kept trying to go punch for punch. So critical of Durant and his performance in that series against the Bucks. Kevin Durant has answered back with real force on Twitter. Didn't the great Pippen refused to go in the game for the last second shot because he was in his feelings? His coach drew up the play for a better shooter. Ooh.
Yeah, Scotty's never going to live that down.
Never.
Wait, there's another tweet. There's another tweet.
Okay.
He said, this guy, Scott, referring to Scottie Pippen, this guy, Scott, also wanted to enjoy his summer, so he chose to rehab during the season. LOL. Yo, Scottie Pippen, they followed Phil, not you.
Wow. Well, it was interesting the 2 years Jordan went to go play baseball, and which is, by the way, one of the years is when he pulled that sitting out stunt.
Yep.
That the Bulls couldn't make the finals. And whenever Jordan was on the team, they made the finals every time.
Yeah. Interesting exchange. Pippen's an interesting guy. You know, what's weird for him is that the Last Dance documentary really did an unbelievable job of highlighting that one moment where he refused to go into the game. Like, I don't know if I realized that moment was so big when it happened. It wasn't necessarily lodged in my head, but now it's lodged in my head. And when I think Pippen, I think, hey, wouldn't go back into the game. Great player, obviously, great player.
Obviously, a lot of the Phil Jackson brought a lot of the Bulls staff with him when they came to the Lakers. And I was talking to one of them who was on the staff when that happened. And he said that completely fractured the locker room. That when they got back in the locker room, you know, remember Kukoc hit Scottie Pippen refused to go in the game. Phil Jackson put somebody else in for him. They ran the play. Kukoc hit the game winning shot, and the Bulls won. Then right. They all went to the locker room afterwards, and he said Bill Cartwright, who was the leader of the team, was in tears. And he said he was looking at Pippen going, why would you do this to us? You just ruined our team. And Phil Jackson walked into the locker room and said, this team is now fractured. You guys need to fix it. And he walked out.
Mm.
And they all sat around and got back together, and they ended up being eliminated that year. But that was a huge deal in Chicago when Pippen refused to do that.
Yeah.
You know, with the game on the line and everything riding on it, him saying, okay, you're not trying to play up for me, I'm out. I've never even heard of another player attempting to do that.
Attempting to do that? No. You know what I noticed last night when I was watching the game and I was watching, it was on TNT last night, right? TNT or ESPN?
Yeah, TNT has the East and ESPN has the West.
So I noticed during the post-game show, which I always watch because of Shaq and Charles and those guys, Ernie and Kenny. But I noticed that there were two Shaq endorsement ads during the post-game. There was a Papa John's ad, and there was an Icy Hot ad. Right. And I'm like, what doesn't Shaq endorse?
He's the most successful marketer in sports history.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I went and looked today.
He's the only other guy that I put in Shaq's class of understanding how you can marry sports and business is Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Magic for sure.
But Shaq is unbelievable at it.
I went through Papa John's, Icy Hot, Gold Bond, Vitamin Water, Zales, Oreo Cookies, Radio Shack, Buick.
He invented the Ring doorbell.
Well,
what?
He didn't scientifically invent it.
No. But he's an original investor of the Ring doorbell, and they sold it, and he made like $200
million. Wow.
You know, he also invested in Google way back in the day, like 15, 20 years ago.
Shaq is really smart.
So, I think I've told you guys the story before that when we go on the road,
yep.
A lot of the players have aliases because word leaks out what hotels we're staying in.
Sure.
So if you call the hotel and you want to get a hold of like a star player like Shaq, you can never call and say, yeah, give me Shaquille O'Neal's room because they all use an alias.
Yeah.
Shaq's alias when he played was Enrico Gates. So if you wanted to check, if you wanted to call Shaq at the hotel,
you had to
ask for Enrico Gates. And so one day I asked him, I go, what is the significance of Enrico Gates? And Shaq said, Roger Enrico is the CEO of Pepsi, Bill Gates is the CEO of Microsoft, and they're both paying me a blank load.
So, clever.
So that's how he came up with his alias.
Oh, that's fun. What makes him so likable?
He's a big kid.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
He just never grew up. He's Peter Pan.
You know who he reminds me? I actually think the female version of Shaq is Tiffany Haddish.
Yep, great call.
She's that. She's enthusiastic, and she's funny, and she's real, and she's honest. She's like the female Shaq, I think. And she's just an unbelievable performer. Just so damn funny.
A friend of mine is a showrunner.
Yep.
And one of the shows he did is a show called Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, with Tiffany Haddish.
And Tiffany Haddish was the star. Just loves her. Says she's the greatest. You know, she went to Ramona's high school.
Yeah, I know. And then Ramona beat her in some stupid Twitter poll is more famous than Tiffany Haddish. I'm like, Ramona, I love you, but come on. She's Tiffany Haddish. Yeah, she's Tiffany Haddish. So we've talked a lot about Tungus on the show, who is the mascot for AMPM.
Tungus!
Occasionally shows up in my nightmares. So
I got my daughter to say it.
Nice. Okay, so this is, what's your daughter's name?
Maite.
Say it again.
Maite.
Maite.
Yeah.
Spell that.
How do you spell it?
M-A-I-T-E. Maite.
Maite.
Yeah.
Maite. Okay, so here is Maite with
Tungus. I had a lot of Maites when I was in the Bahamas.
That is not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Tungus.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, here it is again.
Tungus.
Oh.
So you don't get scared anymore, man. Just think of that.
That's my favorite new drop.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 2 years old. Going to be 3 in August.
And was this her
first
word?
She can already say Tungus.
Yeah, yeah. She sees Justin Turner at bat, and that's what she says.
Tungus.
Aww. So cute.
That needs to be part of the commercial.
You got to send that to Justin Turner, man.
That is so cute. So
Tungus.
Cute. Aww.
Hey, Lindsay, you should see if you can get JT on the show so we can play that for him. That's awesome.
Okay, I'm on
that
it.
That is very funny.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Okay.
Hey, why do we not have a hot dog eating contest this year?
Ooh.
I don't know what's going on.
Did Sliwa back out of it?
I've heard that Sliwa doesn't want to do it. I've heard through the grapevine.
Get Kaplan. He'll do it.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's Scott Kaplan. Kaplan will do it. The third wheel. He's kind of
Kaplan
the third wheel.
Kaplan will do
of
anything.
That show.
Yeah, he'll do
Kaplan's
anything.
Kaplan's like us. He'll do anything. He'll, you know, get him.
Yeah.
But he's out partying in Miami right now.
He is in Miami right now. I see the pictures on the old IG. He's partying in Miami with his girlfriend
chain.
And his kids.
Yeah, and his t-shirt with the chain. What's that called? The swag chain?
Oh, the swag. Yeah, he's got a Padres T-shirt with the swag chain actually printed as part of the T-shirt. The swag chain annoys me. It's annoying.
Why? Because the Padres came out with it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if the Dodgers did it, you'd be all. You'd have a swag.
By the way, isn't it Dodgers Cubs tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, Morales says Kaplan declined.
Has declined?
Well. And he says we've been over this. I didn't know it.
I didn't know it. What about Morales? Maybe Morales can do it. He's got an appetite.
Does all he eats is bacon.
Yeah,
though.
He's on a bacon thing.
He told me he fell out of the bacon thing.
I'm trying to think of who else would be good.
Travis.
Travis is an eater.
Travis is like a professional eater.
Travis, by the way, every morning 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Sliwa. Great show. I hear it a lot of times because I'm going out to get my breakfast sandwich at Starbucks. They talk about food a lot. I mean, that is your official state show for food. Food presented by Travis and Sliwa. Food all the time.
And Ralph says he's now back on the bacon thing. I might ask Travis to be my caddy at the golf tournament because he knows that course really well.
Yeah.
And
he plays better than you.
Yeah. And so if I'm in a bad spot, I'll just have him hit the ball for me.
I'm back out there playing the 9-hole, 3-par-3.
But you're
Rancho
not keeping
Park
score,
tonight.
Right?
I shot 95 the last time I played the par 3.
For 9 holes?
For 9 holes.
That's impossible.
No, it's for real, man.
You averaged a 10 on each hole?
Yes.
I didn't even know how that's
possible. I was being honest. I hit everything right. Everything is into the trees or into the other fairway.
Show says she shoots 50 for 9 holes.
No way.
Yeah. Go to her right now.
Well, let's go to the LA Metro Traffic Center.
Yeah, she's
standing by.
Yes, I do. I live
Kiki,
on the golf course.
When's the last time you played golf?
Last Sunday.
And you shot 50?
Just for the first 9.
That is a great number.
Thank you. That's why when you said 95, I'm talking to Harvey.
Yeah, I think he's sandbagging.
Ireland, you shot a 42 the other day.
Today I played. I shot 40 on the front and 41 in the back.
Yeah, see, I got no chance. No chance.
Yeah, you do. You do too. Don't
you?
Do
I think he's sandbagging, Trosh?
Positive.
I do.
I've seen videos. He looks good.
Only videos that are going out are the ones where I look good. There are no videos where I look bad. I'm not sending those out.
Well, I love the pictures. I'm giving you positive reinforcement.
All right. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tungus.
Hey, Tungus made it.
Hey, speaking of Tungus, the Dodgers just released their lineup, and it's good news. They're playing the Cubs now. They're done with the Padres. They're playing the Cubs. So Mookie Betts, after sitting out 2 games with the stomach flu, is back in. So here's the lineup for tonight. Betts leading off, Muncy playing second, Chris Taylor batting third. He's playing third, so JT gets a night off. Bellinger batting fourth and center. Pujols batting fifth at first, A.J. Pollock in left, Gavin Lux at short, Austin Barnes catching, and Walker Buehler on the mound. That smells like a win to me. But, of course, they went down to San Diego and got their clocks clean, so I don't know. What do you think?
Facing a pretty ordinary pitcher in Zach Davies, I think this can be a good night for the Dodgers. And Walker Buehler, who has literally not lost a game since 2019. He's 7-0 this year. He was undefeated in the 50-game season, and he had a couple of wins at the end of 2019. So he is on an enormous winning streak. I'll take Walker Buehler for the win tonight.
All right, so let me ask you guys something. Do you guys all buy a lot of stuff on Amazon like me?
Tons.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a reporter from the Wall Street Journal named Nicole Wynn, okay? So she recently bought a 2-port fast charger on Amazon Prime, and she looked at the rating. It had 5 stars with over 9,800 ratings, so she felt good about it. The device arrived a day later, along with a clue as to why it had so many 5-star ratings. A small orange insert offered a $35 gift card that's half of the product's price.
Wow.
With instructions on how to redeem the gift. A, email us. B, put your order ID as a screenshot and see your review as a screenshot. So if you're willing to review, put in a review on Amazon and it was a good one and you sent the screenshot, you got a $35 gift card.
Wow.
They were basically paying $35 for customers to leave a good review. Now, Amazon says that's against their policy, but it happens anyway. But I was curious about something. When you guys buy something on Amazon, do you pay attention to the ratings or the reviews, or do you just look at the price and go for the best deal?
I am not a review and rating person. Juan is a tremendous review
Juan. You know what I do?
Yeah.
If it's got bad reviews, like as long as it's got at least 3 stars, 4 or 5 is a lock, I feel okay about it. But if it's got 1 or 2 stars, I'm out. Jorge, do you pay attention to the reviews?
I do. And I try to look for pictures as well. If it's 3 stars plus, I buy it. And I try to look for pictures to see what it kind of looks like as opposed to that picture that they promote on their
store. To admit, I do read the reviews. But now this is kind of a cheesy way to get around, you know, an honest review. Right?
They do that. They've been doing that for years. They also, a lot of these companies that do drop shipping, which they don't actually house the product themselves. They're just a company that lists products on Amazon. And then when they sell it directly to the consumer. So they just want, they want a ton of ratings and then, and they want a ton of high ratings. So in a similar fashion, they'll, people, like one time I bought, I forget what it was, like a hairbrush or something. And I didn't, it wasn't what I expected it to be. So I only gave them like a 3-star review. I only buy stuff that's like 4 or higher. And like Jorge, I look at pictures and everything.
Right. So you pay attention in the reviews.
Yeah.
I
so then
never
they,
left a
review. I've never left a review either.
They reached out to me and asked me to change my review and said not only would they refund me, but they would let me keep the product. So they let me keep it and they refunded me just for changing my review to make it a nice review instead of a negative one. And there's a lot of companies that do that.
Wow. Wow. So in other words, they're inducing people to leave a positive review for them.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah. I think Yelp, I've never left a review on Yelp or TripAdvisor or
But don't you pay attention
Amazon.
To the reviews on Yelp and TripAdvisor?
I don't generally pay attention to Yelp. TripAdvisor is a pretty big commitment for a vacation, so Juan really looks carefully at those.
I'm a sucker for all these things. If I want to watch a movie, I go on Rotten Tomatoes and see
not.
If it's good.
I hate Rotten Tomatoes. I really hate Rotten Tomatoes because
you just like
I
to find out for yourself if it stinks?
I go to movies without knowing. And there are movies that I come home from and say, that was great. And then I look at the Rotten Tomatoes score and it's terrible. Or the reverse happens. I go to a movie, think it's terrible, and I come home, I find it's like the critical hit of the year. I want to make up my own mind.
I very much believe that a movie's in the eye of the beholder. I remember one time I went to a movie. Lisa and I went to a movie and I was working at KCAL. And I came back and one of the producers was sitting in there. And he goes, what'd you do last night? I goes, went to the movies. He goes, what'd you see? I said, Legend of Bagger Vance. He goes, what'd you think? I go, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. He goes, I went to that movie yesterday. I thought it was the worst movie of the year. He goes, I absolutely hated it.
I thought it was awful.
Yeah, you never
know.
That was
a Will Smith movie.
Yeah, you never know.
I just looked it up, 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, so that's bad.
So afterwards, I like to know the Rotten Tomatoes score just to see how wrong all these
critics
are.
Right, so like
the
Rotten Tomatoes score for In the Heights is like super high. And all Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing is being criticized for not having enough dark-skinned people in the movie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You never know.
Yep. All right, so you mentioned Dodgers. Tonight also, we've got our friends, the gutty little Clippers on the court at Staples Center.
They're going to win tonight.
Ty Lue wants everybody to root for the Clippers. Come on, it's L.A. People, root for us. It's not happening, and I don't think they're going to win. Chris Paul comes back for the Suns. They don't have Kawhi. 2-time finals MVP. I think Phoenix wins this series in 5.
All right, let's say that happens.
Okay.
Let's say Phoenix wins the series in 5.
Yep.
Kawhi's a lock to come back next year, right?
I don't know. Would I think on
some
level,
by the way, the reason we're talking about this is he has a player option to opt out of his contract after this season. They signed Paul George to a long-term deal, so he's locked up. But Kawhi has the option to become a free agent at the end of the year.
And I think he's going to be. I don't think he's going to opt in. Do you?
He may not opt in, but I don't think he's going to leave. I think if he opted out, he would
I think he could
resign with the Clippers.
I think he could move. What's all this Kawhi to Golden State stuff going on? There's all kinds of rumors. Kawhi to Golden State. I don't know how it would work, but Kawhi to Golden State is fascinating.
Yeah, I think Golden State's going to do something because they have two of the lot. I think they have the 7th and the 14th pick. So they could package that for a for another player.
Oh, yeah, they for sure could. For sure could. And,
You read Ben Simmons maybe to Golden State.
Oh,
Ben Simmons,
I want no part of. I want no part of Ben Simmons. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sure very nice person. I know he's represented by Clutch and all that stuff, but he was so bad in that series. So bad.
Although he's still,
series.
It depends how much you value defense, because he's still a very elite defensive player.
But you need a point guard who can do both. Maybe. You don't need a point guard who literally they foul to send him to the line at critical moments because they know he's going to miss.
Well, you know, one thing that was interesting, Jalen Suggs, who was so great as the point guard at Gonzaga, everybody has him as a top five pick. Toronto slid into the top five, which means they could take Jalen Suggs and then let Kyle Lowry leave, which makes Kyle Lowry available.
Kyle Lowry is available.
Yeah, who's a great player.
Now, the Lakers, I mean, just to get realistic, the Lakers are what they called hard capped.
Right, but that doesn't mean Rob Pelinka is kind of a, like Kobe used to say, is kind of like a salary cap guru. Rob knows all the ins and outs of how that thing works. He can move guys to get out from under the cap. The only two guys that are absolutely locked in, I think, are LeBron and AD. Everybody else, Rob, I think, can kind of move pieces around like a chessboard if he wanted to. So let's see what he comes up with.
Yeah, you know my opinion on this roster. Tick, tick, boom.
Well, you might get your wish.
Bye, Schroeder.
I trust Pelinka to do whatever needs to get done. I think you're going to have
Matthews.
I think you're going to have a vastly different looking team by the time they take the floor next year.
It was a very soft explosion. There it is. Tick, tick, boom. Tick, tick, boom, Rob.
Sounded pretty big to me.
Tick, tick, boom. The guys I want are Caruso, Talen, Horton Tucker, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. Otherwise, clear the decks.
By the way, that Caruso story from yesterday.
Yep.
You think it makes him look better or worse?
I think it makes him seem kind of cool.
I agree. I think that it is.
He's one of us.
Like, and the reaction I've heard from most people is, really, Texas? You're gonna put somebody in jail for that? Okay.
Caruso's like every man.
Right.
You know, he's like, you meet Caruso and you don't think, if he's not in uniform, you don't think, oh yeah, that guy's an NBA player.
Well, I think Alex will say all the right things whenever he talks about it, but I think that most people are sympathetic towards him after that.
Yeah, I mean, it falls into the category of, we're all smoking it too, so that's okay. And by the way, the other thing is, you know, he got busted for having a grinder. Do you know what a grinder is, John?
Yeah, I think so.
You put the flour in and you turn the grinder and you that way you can put it into a pipe or whatever. There's a grinder in every town. You do not have to bring a grinder on the plane with you. Wherever you are going, you can easily get a $4.99 grinder. Why try to fly with it when there's some weed still in the grinder? It was a dumb move. Never fly with that stuff. Never fly with that stuff. You're only going to get in trouble. Only going to get in trouble. All right, so we got right now two four-packs of tickets. Two four-packs of tickets to join me and the whole gang here at a special advanced screening of Black Widow Thursday, July the 8th at 7 p.m. See it before the rest of the world. It's a Regal Cinemas in West Covina, 877-710-ESPN. Stupid little game invented by John Ireland. There will be two winners. Good luck. And then we got Game of Games coming up for you, and it is Lindsay's game today. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Disco Thursday. What's going on? We're going to give away those Black Widow tickets here in just a minute. But in the meantime, we welcome Deshaun Bryant to the show. He's the head coach of boys basketball at Fountain Valley High School. Deshaun, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, Deshaun, how long have you been at Fountain Valley?
I just completed my fourth year.
Okay, so you've been there. Do you know who Emile Harry is?
Honestly, I don't at all.
He was a standout football player at Fountain Valley in the 80s, and he went to Stanford, played in the NFL. He was a great basketball player. So years ago when I was playing basketball at Corona Del Mar, my coach sends me in and they said, Ireland, he's killing us. Just go make him go left. Go in there, make him go left, and slowed him down. So I go in, and he goes left and lays it in. So then I stand on the other side, and then he goes right, and he lays it in. He says, Ireland, make him shoot. And then he shoots it over me and buries a 25-footer. Mm. And I came. We lost to Fountain Valley by 30, and my coach took me out, and I never played again. So you come from a rich history of great players at Fountain Valley, man.
That's a great story. I'm glad that resulted in the Barons getting a win over CDM.
Yeah, and you guys had Duval Love, who went on to play lineman for the Rams and played in the NFL, too. We couldn't stop him either.
Hey, but, listen, Deshaun, congratulations. You've been nominated for our honorary ESPYs award. You're one of the three finalists. You've been nominated by Jeremiah Davis and Lana Gray. Tell me what that means to you.
It means a lot. It caught me off guard. I mean, as a coach, as a high school coach, especially, you do it for the love for the game and the knowledge that you can give to the kids. But when you get nominated for something like this, I mean, it just means that you're actually doing something that people are recognizing and they appreciate. And to me, that just means the world because, again, it's just like you're doing it for the love of it and you just want these kids to be the best they're supposed to be.
Well, as a leader, you are loved and appreciated, man.
Yeah, and Deshaun, congratulations, man. And Bez, were you able to play pretty much a full season this year with COVID?
Well, you know, CIF rules allows us to play 28 games. I think we end up finishing with 17 games, which I felt like were a good amount of games. And
yeah, that's pretty
you
good.
You know, for us this year, it was, you know, we looked at it and we said, hey, we gathered up as a group. We even involved the parents and said, hey, mentally, can we play through the season, you know, mm-hmm. even if they say, hey, middle of the road, we go, hey, we're not having a playoffs, we're not doing this. And, you know, luckily we were mentally prepared to compete, and I think that was huge for us. And we were able to get 17 games in. We made a pretty good run. We got bumped up a division. And the guys did everything they possibly could for us to get that far. And I felt like, you know, honestly, it was a great season. Those guys gave it everything they had.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, Deshaun, congratulations. You're one of the three finalists for this award, this ESPYs award, head coach of boys basketball, Fountain Valley High School. Thanks a lot for coming on, and congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, there's Deshaun Bryant from Fountain Valley High School. All right, so we're giving away 2 4-packs of tickets right now to see Black Widow at my special advanced screening of Black Widow on Thursday, July the 8th, 7 p.m., Regal Cinemas in West Covina, and John has invented a game where there will be two winners. John.
Okay, so, Mace, you bring the callers in, and I'll hit them with the game.
Okay. Let's go to...
I think you're leading off with
David in Gardena. David, yeah. You're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, Mason and Ireland, great to hear from you guys. How are you guys?
We're doing great, David. Now, here's the game. All right, three biggest stars of Black Widow, of this movie, are Scarlett Johansson, Rachel Weisz, and William Hurt. Those are three veteran actors. If you add up the acting credits of all three of them, Scarlett, Rachel, and William Hurt, give me one total number. How many total acting appearances do those guys have? It's going to be closest without going over. Give me a number.
Oh, man.
It's well over 100. I'll give you that hint.
Okay, good hint. I'll go 143.
Okay.
143, says David in Gardena. Hold on the line. Let's go to Luis in Pasadena. Luis, you're on 710. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Luis, give me one number. Scarlett Johansson, Rachel Weisz, William Hurt, total acting credits, how many? It's over 100.
Throw out a number.
105.
Okay. Let's go to Ruben in Boyle Heights. Ruben, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
How's it going? My guess is about, I'll go in between and say 130.
130.
Okay. We've got two more. Anthony in Costa Mesa. Anthony, you're on 710. What are you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Anthony, give me one number if you combine all three of them.
144.
144.
Okay, and Chris is going to have the last
word. And last guess,
right?
Is Chris in Whittier. Yeah, Chris, you're on 710. What is your guess?
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
I'm going to go high. Let's go 200. Let's see.
Okay, it was 200. Good guess, Chris. You're going to be one of the two winners. The total, Scarlett Johansson, 72. Rachel Weisz, 58. William Hurt, 106, Mace. for a total of 236, which means Chris, who guessed 200, and Anthony, who guessed 144, are our two winners.
All right. Congratulations, guys. We will see you both at the big screening. First time we get to do the screening post-pandemic. I'm really excited about it. Black Widow, really exciting movie. First Marvel movie since everything sort of got shut down. This movie was done a long time ago, and they kept pushing the release date. Finally, it is here. And by the way, don't forget, this week, no, I'm not doing it as a commercial, but I'm really excited to see the F9, which comes out tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm going to see it this weekend. I love those movies. And apparently in this one, the cars actually fly. The cars have the ability to fly, at least from what I can tell from the trailer. And there's also great big magnets that pull cars like across the street and into buildings. So those are the two things I know. I don't think those are spoilers because they're in the trailer. But I love the big, stupid action movie like that. And remember, as Vin Diesel would say, it's all about the family.
Now they're bringing back everybody from the franchise.
Yes.
Including, I believe the guy's name is pronounced Soon Kang.
Yes.
But he died in Tokyo Drift.
Oh, so, hell with it.
But wait, Mace, that's how much the makers of the Fast and Furious agree with you about Tokyo Drift. It's like it never happened.
They pretend. There are people that probably don't put it on their IMDb page.
It's just out of the mix.
Out of the mix. Some things you don't want on your IMDb page. Like, I don't put the, on my IMDb page, I don't put the low-end stuff. But I put, like, the high-end stuff, like Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus, that is on my IMDb page.
Is Little Devil on your IMDb page?
Yeah, Little Devil is on my IMDb page, absolutely.
Oh. What's something you left out?
I made a
Angry Fan number 3 is League of Their Own on your IMDb
Angry
page?
Fan number 3 is not there. I didn't think I played a significant enough role in a League of Their Own to put me there. So I did not put that. By the way, John Cena joins the cast of he's the bad guy in F9.
Okay,
and Cena's great. Cena's great. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Lindsay's game today. We will do that coming up next for you. That's right, and it is a great race in the month of June. Ireland has won 5 times. Jorge has won 5 times. I have won 4, and Lindsay has won 4. This month is completely up for grabs, and it is Lindsay's game today. Lindsay, what do you got going on?
All right, we're going to do a little round of Cameo. Cameo, guess the price.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys a name. It's going to be either some kind of famous person, an athlete, an actor, reality TV star, whatever. And you have to guess how much they're charging for cameos.
Got it.
I try to pick some obscure ones and some of your favorite people in this one. Like the first one, which is Debbie Gibson, Mason's favorite.
The much talked about Debbie Gibson.
My guess first, I'll go $50 for Debbie Gibson.
All right. $50. And Ireland, what do you think?
I'll go $100.
Okay. Jorge, what do you think?
$85.
All right, and the price for Debbie Gibson's cameo is $299, making Ireland the winner of that one.
Wow, $299
Sir is high for somebody who is a used to be.
Her last hit was Electric Youth.
Used to be. All right, number two. This one is a singer. I don't know what kind of music you'd say he sings, but Ted Nugent, the singer.
Oh my gosh, Ted Nugent, rock and roll hoochie goo.
There we go. That's what, classic rock?
Yep.
Certainly not alt-rock. Ireland, okay. What do you think, Ireland, Ted
Well,
Nugent?
He's a conservative, so he's going to charge a lot of money. I'll say $250.
Okay, Jorge?
$320.
All right, Mace?
I will say $300 on the dot.
All right, and you'll be glad you did, Mace, because that's exactly what Ted Nugent
said. Whoa, Mason, winning both showcases.
Great job,
Mace. All right, here's an interesting one. Our good friend and former ESPN cohort, Ariel Helwani, recently departed for his own ventures. How much is Ariel Helwani charging for cameos?
Jorge, you're first.
$150.
All right. Ireland. Mace. Mace is next,
I'll say $50.
Okay. And Ireland, what do you think?
I'll go right in the middle, $100.
All right. And you'll be glad you did, Ireland, because that's exactly how much Ariel Helwani charges.
Nice.
Left me an opening there.
So it's Ireland 2, Mason 1, Jorge yet to scratch.
Yes, correct. All right. Another famous broadcaster, John Sally. John, what does John Sally charge for cameos?
John Sally, former Laker, Piston,
morning radio host.
Yeah, $50.
Okay, Jorge, what do you think?
$120.
Mace, what do you got? John Sally.
I will go $35.
All right, and John Sally charges $75 a cameo, making Ireland another winner.
Yeah. Ireland with the win.
All right, so
he's up 3-1.
Yep. All right, next one. Let's go with one of my personal favorites, Instagram and social media star Doug the Pug. Doug the Pug. Are you guys familiar with Doug the Pug?
Is this like a dog or what?
Yeah, he's a famous like social media dog. Yeah, okay. You don't know who Doug the Pug is? He's a famous dog.
All right, I'll go first. I will say Doug the Pug sounds like he's probably worth $400.
Okay. Or Jorge, what do you think?
$50.
All right, John. $1.
You can't $1. Talk. He's a dog. $1.
Well, people pay a lot of money to get their cameos from Doug the Pug, and they pay $150, so Jorge gets that one.
Yeah. Jorge gets that one.
Finally on the board there, Jorge. So Ireland is four. Mason is one.
Three.
I'm sorry. And Jorge and Mason each have one.
Bungus.
Bungus.
All right, next one is Akon, the R&B singer / rapper. Akon, yeah. How much does he charge for a cameo? Jorge.
Akon, $300.
Okay.
No,
Ireland.
Akon's worth more than that. I'll go $500.
Okay, Mace.
I will go, is it closest without going over?
Yes.
I'll go $1.
All right, well, I'm not sure how you got this one because Akon sure is a wash up if you ask me, but John's right. He charges $500 on the dot.
$500.
Jeez. Boom.
All right. Wow. I think we could do like one more of these, and if somebody other than John gets it, we can keep going.
Yes, that's okay. A good way to go.
Okay.
All right. This is a good one. Bob Saget. What is Bob Saget charging?
A lot of people think
cameo?
Mason. You want me to go first since?
Yeah, you go first. Since
I got
winning.
A giant lead. A lot of people think Mason would be played by Bob Saget in a movie.
Yes, they do.
I'll go $200 for Bob Saget.
$200. Right. Mace, what do you think?
I'll go $350.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'll
Jorge,
go between $300.
And you'll be glad you did, Jorge, because he actually charges $349, Mason, over by
$1.
Oh, Bob, why'd you do it to me? Why end at a 9?
All right, Jorge, that keeps you alive.
Okay, I'm out.
All right, Mace is out.
Jorge and John.
Okay. So, Jorge, you got to get this one to stay alive.
Okay.
All right, Roger Clemens. What do you think Roger Clemens
wait a minute.
Is getting for
Roger
a cameo?
Roger Clemens is on
yep.
cameo?
Sure is. What do you think he charges, John?
I can't believe he's on there. $250.
All right, Jorge, what do you think?
I'll say $320.
He gets $500.
Whoa! Okay, wow, Jorge, you're right. Still alive.
Ireland 4, Jorge 3.
You get this one, Jorge, and it's sudden death.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Okay, next one. I think Mason knows this guy or has a story about him because he has a story about everyone, but Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
Oh, no, it's me that knows him. I went to high school.
Well, I was in the celebrity race with him at the Toyota celebrity race.
All right, so Ireland, what do you think Mark McGrath is getting for his cameos?
All right, Mark's a great guy. He strikes me as somebody who would do this for free.
He's not.
No, I'll say Mark charges $100.
All right, Jorge, what do you think?
Go, Jorge.
You either got to go one or 101.
No. I'll go one. One.
And you'll be glad you did. Oh, he charges $9.
I'm
Jorge has tied it.
Wow.
All right, this is it. This is
this the last one.
Okay.
Jorge, great
comeback, man.
This one's going to be kind of hard. At least I hope it is.
Okay.
This is ESPN Zone and also now Chicago White Sox broadcaster, I think. Cubs or White Sox? Boog Shambi. How much is Boog Shambi getting for a cameo? Ireland,
I still have to go first, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Boog doesn't strike me as a guy who would spend a ton of money. I think Boog would be pretty reasonable. I will go. I got to give a number that'll make Jorge tough to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go $40 for Boog. Mm-hmm. So, Jorge, you got to go one or 41. What are you going to do?
No, I'll go 41.
Boog Shambi is charging on his Cameo page $30 Ireland.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jorge, you had it. You were so close.
Jeez, so
wait a minute.
Close.
Wait. Jorge, you said how much?
41.
He said 41.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you took it. Yeah.
So I was so close.
Ireland with the win.
Wow. I almost gave that away.
Wow.
Jorge, rousing comeback.
Man.
Rousing comeback.
That was impressive.
I'll ask the professional question. What is our out time today?
52.
52. Dungus. Thank you.
Dungus. All right.
So now,
Mason, was there another lie?
There was. Okay. So we had a little snafu today. The rule is you're not allowed to comment on the lies as they go along or what you think the lie is. So Morales sniffed it out. He tweeted it, or texted to all of us. It was about the Subway sandwich and the class action lawsuit. So I had to insert another lie. What is the lie of the day, John?
All right. So it probably came late in the show. I don't know. I don't even have a guess. Jorge, do you know what he lied about late?
I'm thinking as well. I'm trying to.
I know. I'm thinking of something that happened after that Morales sent that text.
Mace, I think you got to get. Well, you're not ready to give us choices. I don't know. What was it?
It was not the fork in the microwave.
Okay.
It was not WMHE radio flipping to all disco.
Okay.
It was cheating on my brother at chess.
I would never
cheat again in any game. I'm just completely anti-cheat. So, no, I did not cheat. And, in fact, he beat me regularly, and I often had to do the chores myself. So there is your lie of the day. It's nice that I'm branding myself as dishonest to
so
the world.
When Jack was little, we'd say, Jack, you got to do the dishes. And he would say, why do I always have to do the dishes? And we'd say, you want a brother or a sister? He'd go, no, I'll do them.
Oh, man. I gotta work that one in sometime.
Yeah, now he doesn't fight us on it. He goes, okay, I'll do them.
All right. So, John, you think the Clippers win tonight?
Rise from the ashes.
And I say crash and burn. We will find out tonight. Dodgers versus the Cubs tonight, too. We'll keep track of that. Walker Buehler trying to stay undefeated. We're done for today. Back at 12:55 sharp tomorrow. Coming up next for you, our state-of-the-art afternoon drive show. Sedano, LZ, and Cap, SLK, 710 ESPN.